Hello.
Good morning. My name is Kay. I'm calling from the Alabama Unemployment Division. May I speak with the person who placed the call?
John Brown.
Okay, Mr. Brown, I just need to advise you that this call is being recorded. How can I help you?
Well, I tried to sign up for some partial unemployment. The last day I worked was December the 8th. Mm-hmm. And I did it online.
Okay.
And filled the whole thing out and everything. And then it kicked back and says you can't sign up. Mm-hmm. There's something other wrong or something other. And it said call this number. So I called y'all.
Okay. What's your social security number?
Hang on just a second. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get away from everybody.
Okay.
264-02-6183.
And would you verify your driver's license number for me?
447-4992, Alabama.
And your mother's maiden name?
Hood, H-O-O-D.
And your date of birth?
June 12th, 1951.
Okay. So I'm opening up a claim form for you. And I just need you to I'm opening a unemployment claim form.
Okay.
And I just need you to answer the questions on the claim form.
Okay.
The first question is, have you worked on another name?
No.
Have you worked on another social security number?
No.
Okay. Has your name changed?
No.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
A GED, 12th grade.
Mm-hmm. And your driver's license number was 447-4992, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Checking account.
Okay. And it has to be a traditional bank, cannot be Chime, PayPal, or cash account. I just need your routing number and your bank account number, please.
Okay, here's my routing number.
Mm-hmm.
06-22-03-890.
Okay, so I have 062-203-890, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And your bank account number?
17017594.
Okay, and just for verification, I have 17017594, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
1561 County Road, 1087, Vinemont, Alabama, 35179.
Okay. So I have your mailing address as 1561 County Road, 1087, Vinemont, Alabama, 35179. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed.
Ma'am.
Is 256-620-1036 a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your ID or identity when filing for UCI benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question, from whom did you purchase the property at 407 Marshall Way? Cullens and Caldwell Builders, Eagle Home Orlando, Gully Properties, Sereco. I have never been associated with this property.
Now, say that again.
Okay. Did you ever purchase property at 407 Marshall Way?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Addison Steel and Trust, Belco, Esquire Hair Designs, Sabro Enterprises, none of the above. Have you ever worked for any of these companies?
I'm trying to remember if I ever worked for Addison Steel and Trust. Okay, I'm trying to remember what the name of the company was.
Okay. So the next question is, what kind of Alabama license plate have you been on your 1991 Chevrolet Blazer? Environmental, military, military honor, recreation vehicle. I have never been associated with this vehicle.
Now, what kind of tag do I have?
Yes, sir.
Military.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I have what?
Trade readjustment allotment or assessment. If you work for a company that was working overseas, then you would have received notification for certification.
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Have I what?
Have you worked since the last
time
you filed? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And are you filing for unemployment benefits on the same company?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said the last day you worked was the 8th of December?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, the last time that I drawed, it was in April. I didn't draw anything, but I signed up in April of this year. I think that's when it was. And I didn't qualify for the company that I worked for. The company that I worked before that was Good Hope Contracting or Wiregrass.
Okay, I'm going to get to the portion of the claim where I'm going to need some information. So has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
So did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
You worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for
I'm drawing a retirement check from the military. Does that count? It's not earned income. It's retirement income, like Social Security is what I was told.
So how long you been drawing that?
I'm trying to think. 2011.
Okay. So it says within the last 18 months. So you were withdrawing that way before then.
Okay.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you get work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Sometime next week when it ain't raining. It's lack of work.
Okay.
They didn't give us a date, but, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay. And what's your job title?
Dump truck driver.
Okay. So you're going to return to that kind of work. And what company were you working for?
Carcel and G Construction, LLC, from Hampsville, Alabama.
Is that the way they're listed when you receive your pay, or are they listed on another name?
I'm trying to remember. It's Carcel and G. We get paid direct deposit and over the phone, kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's listed as Carcel and G.
So what is
it's Carmen?
Okay.
Carmen Hastings is the boss.
Okay, that's what I needed to know.
Yeah.
And can you give me a phone number for them?
Yes, I can, if you hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
It's 256-736-4648.
Okay. 256-736-4648. And when did you start working for them, Mr. Brown?
October of last year.
Was it the first part of October, middle, or end?
The first part of October.
And what city and state were you working in?
Well, I mean, out of their office, it's called Hampsville, Alabama.
Hansville?
H-A-N-H-A-N-C-E-B-I-L-L, Hansville.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Well, we're supposed to get holiday pay and Christmas, but I'm hoping to be back to work before then.
Okay. And you said your last day of work was the 8th of December?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I got wrote right here.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the reason that you're not working right now is a lack of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number. You're going to need that PIN number to do your weekly certification.
Hang on just a second. Mm-hmm. I got a PIN down here somewhere.
Okay.
Okay.
The number is 8351.
8351.
Mm-hmm. And okay. I'm going to read the closing statement. It's going to give you information you need to know and also instructions you should follow. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must keep
in Alabama Works.
Mm-hmm. The website is Alabama Works, all one word. Works has an S on it. .alabama
okay.
Spelled out again. .gov.
Okay.
So you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week.
Okay.
Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And Alabama is spelled out.
Okay, www.labor.alabama.gov.
That's correct. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, which will be this coming Sunday. And information.
Okay, so I can call Sunday.
Sunday starts the new week, and you have any day from Sunday through Friday to choose to do that certification.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. So, Mr. Brown,
okay.
We've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Do I have a waiting week since I signed up in April?
You're going to do your first certification this coming Sunday, and it's going to be considered as of your last day that you worked, 12-8. And so you will be doing a certification on the last week that you worked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
All right. So Sunday of this week, I call in and get certified. All right, and then the following Sunday, I'll do for this week.
You have to do a certification each week, and that's what keeps your claim open. So all you have to do is just answer the questions on the line, and then you'll get an understanding as to what you're certifying for that week. Okay. All right.
Now, even though I got 9 hours of work mm-hmm. for last week, mm-hmm. I still qualify to draw my unemployment or partial unemployment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You qualify to do an unemployment claim, and once they go through the process, as long as you didn't make more than what your benefits are, then you will no doubt be approved for unemployment.
Okay.
All
right. When I call Sunday, and when they ask for a PIN number, I give them this one you gave me.
Yes, sir. And then if you want to change it, you can change it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, then.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for your time. And
oh,
I sure
you're
do
welcome.
Appreciate all the help.
Sure. You're welcome.
You
and I hope you have a great day. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. Bye.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. And you enjoy your family. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.